于读书期间开始参加校园施工，毕业后蒙主呼召开始全职侍奉，在中国西北地区做了一年的传道人，之后回到芝加哥和太太罗瑞一起在西北大学的校园施工服侍了两年。王弟兄和他的太太罗瑞还有两个孩子去年搬到了香槟地区，和这个可雷弟兄在班纳同一家教会服侍，他主要从事国际学生的福音工作。下面把时间交给王弟兄，求神祝福他的话语。
大家好，
大家好，
我名字叫博智。
My name is 博智。
English name is Dan。
我的英文名叫 Dan。
Forgive me because my Chinese is not very good, so I will be speaking in English。
希望大家能够谅解，因为我的中文不是特别好，但是我会用英文来给大家讲。
But I'm very thankful for my brother Dan, who helped me translate.
我很高兴能跟 Daniel 弟兄一起来跟大家分享。
Yeah, and I'm very thankful to be able to speak here this morning.
我非常感恩今天能够来到这里。
Really glad for the opportunity just to read God's word and talk about it with you all.
让我有机会能够读神的话语，并且跟大家能够分享。
Today, what I want to look at is is prayer.
今天我想跟大家分享的是祷告。
And specifically, we'll be looking at a passage in the book of Hebrews, which we just read and talked about.
我们将要读，我们关键是要读的是希伯来书的这一段经节，我刚刚已经读了。
As I just introduced, me and my family, we moved here to Champaign about a year ago.
就像刚刚介绍的一样，和我的家人在一年前，大概一年前来到香槟。
My wife Lauren is over there in the back middle.
在你的太太 Lauren 在那边。
We have been married for 4 years and we have 2 kids.
他们结婚已经有4年了，然后有两个孩子。
And we moved here. There, you already talked about this, but we moved here to do ministry with international students.
我们在这里是主要是做国际学生的时候。
And many of you have met our coworker, Brother Craig or Cullen.
很多人肯定也见过我的同工 Cullen Craig.
He's not Chinese.But he speaks Chinese much better than I do.
他不是中国人，但是他的中文比我好。
So in our team and in our ministry, we try and make prayer the most important activity that we do.
在我们的团队和我们的施工当中，我们试着把祷告作为我们最重要的一项事。
And we want prayer to be the foundation of everything else that we do.
我们希望祷告是我们所做的一切事情。
But honestly, prayer is also very hard work.
但是很诚实的讲，祷告很难。
So I'm excited to look at this passage to try and understand what God is teaching us about prayer from His Word.
所以我们今天要看这一段圣经的经节，来思想神要告诉我们关于祷告的一些信息。
Before we start, let me take some time to pray for us.
我们开始进入我们的祷告。
Father, we are so thankful that you do give us your Bible.
是那我们感谢你，因为你把你的话语给我们。
That we can understand who you are and what you teach us from your word.
所以我们可以明白，从你的话语中明白你是谁。
I pray that you would teach all of us right now.
我祷告今天你要来亲自教导我们每一个人。
I pray that you would help us to be prayerful people.
祷告我们每一个人成为一个祷告人。
I pray that you would help this church be a prayerful church.
让我们的教会成为一个祷告的教会。
And I pray that through prayer we would love you more.
让我们通过祷告我们可以更加的爱你。
And that we would see you work through us.
我们看见你通过我们身上去做工。
And we would see you work through us to love other people to serve.
你让我们通过你做的工让我们去更爱其他的人。
God, thank you that you have made this possible for us.
主啊，这一切没有你是不可能的。
We love you, we trust you, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们爱你，我们相信你，祷告奉主基督耶稣的名。
Somebody previously once asked me a challenging question.
以前有一个人问过我一个很有挑战性的问题。
They asked me, Dan, if all of your prayers from this last week were instantly answered,
他问我说 ，Dan， 如果上一周你所有的祷告神都垂听，神都应许了
，Would the world be greatly changed because of your prayers？
那这个世界会因为你的祷告有很大的变化吗
？Would the lives of the people around you be greatly changed because of your prayers？
你周围人的生命会因为你的祷告有很大的变化
？And would your own life be greatly changed because of your prayers？
你自己的生命会因为你的祷告有很大的变化？
Or would there be not a lot of difference?
还是其实没有变化。
Because our prayer lives have been lacking.
因为我们祷告的生活其实很欠缺。
I ask myself this question from time to time.
我经常自己问自己这样的问题。
And it's a challenging question for me to see where my own prayer life is.
对我自己来讲，看见我自己的祷告生活是如何，本身就是一个很挑战性。
So maybe that's a question that we can all ask ourselves right now.
所以可能这也是我们需要每一个人，我们现在自己问自己。
How would the world be changed? How would our lives be changed? All of our prayers in the last week were answered right now.
如果神垂听了我们每个人我们的祷告，我们上一周的祷告，我们自己的生命，我们周围的世界有什么样的变化？
Believe this question can help us reveal our true attitudes toward prayer.
我相信这样一个问题可以帮助我们。看到我们对祷告的状态。
Don't think that prayer comes naturally for most people.
我不觉得祷告对人来讲是一件很自然的事情。
Instead, I think that activity usually comes more naturally.
反而我觉得行动可能更自然。
Because activity, doing things, makes us feel like we're in control.
因为当我们行动的时候，我们觉得我们在掌控一切。
But when we pray,we admit that we are not in control.
但是当我们祷告的时候，我们承认我们不是这个掌控者。
When we pray, we admit that we need help.
当我们祷告的时候，我们承认我们需要帮助。
And when we pray, we need faith.
当我们祷告的时候，我们需要信心。
We need faith that we have access to God.
我们需要有信心相信我们可以就近神。
We need faith that God hears us and cares about us.
我们需要有信心知道神听了我们的祷告。神也在乎。
And we need faith that God can help us.
我们也需要有信心，相信神会帮助。
And this is hard work.
这不是件容易的事情。
So in the book of Hebrews, we find that the author is addressing a group of Christians who have converted from Judaism.
所以呢，希伯来书这本书，我们发现作者他写给这样一群人，他们是刚刚从犹太教转变为基督徒的。
And what's happening in the book is that these Christians are currently facing persecution.
在书中这个时候所发生的事情是，这些人他们当时面临了很多的迫害。
They're facing persecution because of their faith in Jesus.
因为他们的对耶稣基督这样信心，所以他们受了迫害。
And because of this, these Christians are tempted to walk away from Jesus.
因此呢，他们受到很多的试探，他们想离开耶稣。
They're tempted to walk away from Jesus, and they're tempted to go back to Judaism.
他们受到这样的试探，要离开耶稣基督，回到他们的过去的犹太教导。
So the author of Hebrews, he knows this, and he has a message for these Christians.
所以希伯来书的作者他知道这样一个情况，所以他就写了这样一个信息。
So the author of Hebrews' message is simply this, that Jesus is better.
希伯来书这样的信息就是这么简单，耶稣更好。
Don't walk away because Jesus is better.
不要离开，因为耶稣更好。
Don't give up on God because Jesus is better.
不要放弃上帝，因为耶稣更好。
Over and over again, the author makes this appeal to these Christians.
在这本书中，作者不断的向这些基督徒发出这样的呼求。
Jesus is better. Let's take a look at one of these appeals together.
耶稣更好。那我们来看一看这具体的这些劝勉。
We'll read again from Hebrews 4:14.
我们一起来读希伯来书第四章十四到十六节。
Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens.
我们既然有一位已经深入高天尊荣的大祭司。
Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession.
就是神的儿子耶稣便当持定所承认的道。
For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses.
因为我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱。
But one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin.
他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy, find grace to help in time of need.
所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为了得到怜悯，延续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
Do you ever feel like giving up?
你是否有时候想过要放弃？
Do you ever feel like giving up on prayer?
你是否感觉到你要放弃祷告？
Prayerlessness is faithlessness.
但是没有祷告，不祷告就是没有信心。
Because when we give up on prayer, we give up on God.
当我们放弃祷告的时候，我们就是放弃了神。
We stop believing that God hears us, that He loves us, and that He can help us.
我们停止相信神依然爱我们。既然会听我们的话，他依然会帮助我们。
So the author of Hebrews is telling his readers, and he's telling us today, don't give up. Hold fast your confession. Hold fast your faith.
所以希伯来书的作者对他的这些读者来说，也是对我们今天每一个人说，不要放弃，不要放弃，要坚持住。
He's telling us to draw near to the throne of grace to not give up on prayer.
他告诉我们，我们要去就近那个诗人的宝座，让我们不要去放弃祷告。
And here's why. Because Jesus is our great high priest.
为什么呢？因为耶稣是我们最高的大祭司。
Jesus is our great high priest, and that means we can pray with confidence.
耶稣是我们的最高的大祭司，它意味着我们可以能够来到他的面前，靠着信心。
So the first question that we have to ask ourselves is, how was Jesus the great high priest?
所以我们要问自己的第一个问题是，耶稣怎样成为最高的大祭司？
To really understand this, we have to understand the context which the Hebrews audience, the readers, would be familiar with.
要回答这个问题呢，我们必须要知道希伯来书作者他所写这本书当时的一些历史背景，然后我们可以借着这个来。
Remember that these are Jewish Christians who would have been very familiar with the Old Testament.
我们要记住这些他写作的对象是这些犹太的基督徒，他们对旧约的圣经其实非常了解。
They would have been very familiar with the Old Testament sacrificial system.
他们对旧约圣经中的这些献祭的这样一些仪式制度非常了解。
And so a big theme that we see throughout the Old Testament.Is the issue of how a holy God can dwell with sinful people.
所以我们看到在旧约中很大的一个主题就是神这样一个圣洁的神如何能够住在一群的罪人当中。
How a holy God can dwell among sinful people. So God does create a way that this is possible.
一个圣洁的神如何能够在一个罪人的当中呢？但是神他就有一个方法让这一切变为可能。
Because from the very beginning of the Bible, we read that God created humans to be in relationship with Him.
在圣经最开始的时候，我们知道神创造的人是要让人与神有一个好的关系。
But we know that humans sin, we disobey God, and we were sent away from the presence of God.
但我们知道我们人犯罪了。所以我们得罪了神，我们不能够与这个圣洁的神与他的同在。
In Exodus, the book of Exodus, chapter 33, God says, man cannot see me and live.
在出埃及记第三十三章二十节就说到，人见我的面不能存活。
But nevertheless, we see God moving toward his people because he loves them and he wants a relationship with them.
尽管如此，神还是愿意来就近他的百姓，因为他爱他们，他想要与他们有一个长关系。
Because of this, God sets up a system by which his holy presence can be among and dwell with sinful people.
因为这样，所以神他创建了一套制度或者一套系统，让他的这个圣洁的同在可以他的可以在他的当中。
God gives us a set of laws that we are to obey, so that humans can be holy like God is holy.
神给我们律法，让我们人可以去遵守。因为神是圣洁的，我们必须要是圣洁。
God sets up a tent or a tabernacle.Where his presence will physically dwell.
神也建立了他的帐幕，就像一个帐幕，在这里他的我们可以经历他的同在。
And he sets up a system of priests who will represent the people before God.
他也建立了祭司的系统，这些人是代表这些人来到神面前。
So the priests did this in many different ways.
所以祭司呢，他有不同的方法来做这样的事情。
But in particular, there is one day that was most important, which was the Day of Atonement.
特别是在有一天，非常重要的一天，是在赎罪日这一天。
The Day of Atonement was the one day in the year when the high priest would enter into the tabernacle in the presence of God.
赎罪日这一天是在一年中这样一个很特殊的这一天，是这样一个大祭司他来到帐幕中的至圣所。
The high priest would go into the most holy place, and there he would make atonement for the people's sins. He would offer sacrifice for the people's sins.
他会来到这个至圣所，然后在那里为神献上这个祭物，来赎一次人的罪。
And that was the only way that a holy God could live and dwell among sinful people.
这是唯一的方法，让神他圣洁的存在，圣洁的存在能够在他的
And so let's take a minute and just imagine what it might have been like to be an Israelite during that time.
我们来稍微做一下想象，假设我们是那个时候的以色列人，想象一下会是什么样的情形。
We have to imagine going back maybe 4,000 years.
我们可以想象就是在大概四千年前。
And during the Day of Atonement, all of the community, everybody you know.Is assembled, gathered outside this tabernacle.
在那一天，在赎罪日这一天，以色列的所有人，这个族群中所有人都聚集在一起，在这个帐幕周围。
And we see the high priest who's prepared himself, who's cleansed himself to go into God's presence.
我们看见这个大祭司，他洁净了自己，要准备进入到这个帐幕。
And the high priest needs to be wearing the proper clothing because he can only wear linen, otherwise he defiles the presence.
而且他必须要穿合适的衣服，这个衣服必须要是这个麻一种麻质的材质才能够才能够不污秽什么的。
And the high priest has with him the normal sacrifices: one bull, two goats, two rams.
并且他带了这些要带的祭物，包括一头公牛、两个山羊。
So first, he takes one of those bulls and kills it, which is a sacrifice for his own sins.
首先呢，他先杀掉一只公牛，因为他要为自己的罪来献祭。
Then he takes one of the goats, he kills it, which is the offering for sin for the rest of the community.
然后呢，他要杀掉一只山羊，因为他要为整个族群的罪来献祭。
You can imagine at this point.There's a lot of blood pouring out.
你可以想象这个时候，很多的血流得到处都是。
You can smell the smell of death.
你可以闻到死亡的味道。
And so the high priest takes the blood in a bucket and he disappears into the tabernacle.
所以这大祭司呢，他就把这些血装在这个东西，然后进入到帐幕当中，消失了。
the high priest disappears into the most holy place, and the rest of us are outside, waiting.
大祭司他进入到帐篷当中，听到这声，所有现在都在帐篷周围等待他。
And we're waiting to see if the high priest will come out again, which would mean that the sacrifice has been accepted.
我们等待他是否能够出来，如果他能够出来，就说明他的祭物被神接纳，我们的罪被赦。Entering
the presence of God with us was such a serious matter.
进入到神的同在，进入到至圣所，是一件非常严肃的事情。
It was such a serious matter that Jewish tradition says that the high priest would have to tie a rope around his ankle.
这件事情非常严肃，以至于到一个地步，他要进入到至圣所之前，他必须要穿在脚踝上系一根绳子。
This was in case that he dropped dead in the presence of God and needed to be pulled out.
以防他被神击杀死亡，然后要被拉走。
So finally, the high priest emerges again out of the tabernacle.
最终他从帐篷当中出来，大祭司出来。
We would all sigh a sigh of relief.
我们每个人都长出一口气。
Because this means the sacrifice has been accepted and our sins forgiven.
这意味着神接纳了我们的祭物，我们的罪被赦。
So now imagine that we all leave. We leave the gathering, we go home.
所以我们就 离开了，我们都解散了，回到自己的家中。
Our sins are forgiven, but how long before you think we all sin again?
我们的罪被赦免了，但是大家想一想，要过多久我们又会再次犯罪？
We have to wait day after day, year after year.
我们要再等很多天，再等很多年，每一年，每一天，每一天，每一年。
Keep waiting to make more and more sacrifices.
每一次都要在这里等候，来把这个祭物献给神。
So the author of Hebrews, he's saying, "Do you remember all that?"
希伯来书的作者告诉这些人说：“你们记得这件事情吗？”
Do you remember all the things that you had to do?
你们记得这些你们曾经都必须要做的这些事情吗？
And he's saying, "Jesus is better."
他告诉我，耶稣更好。
And it's not that the sacrifices were ineffective, but they weren't enough.
这不是说这个奉献的这样一个系统没有效，是说它不够。
They were not enough because they involved imperfect priests who could only offer imperfect sacrifices.
它不够是因为献祭的祭司他不是完美的，他所献上的祭物也不是完美的。
Because of this, the priests had to offer sacrifices year after year after year.
因为这样，祭司每一年每一年都不停的要献上。But
the book of Hebrews, verse 14, says that Jesus is our great, great high priest.
但是我们看到希伯来书这里14节告诉我们说，耶稣是我们尊荣的大祭司。Because
Jesus himself is perfect. He offered a perfect sacrifice.
因为耶稣他是完美的，他所献上的祭物也是完美的。The
Bible tells us that Jesus lived a sinless life.
圣经告诉我们，耶稣他一生没有犯罪。And
the sacrifice that Jesus offered is not bulls and goats, but his own body.
耶稣所献上的祭物并不是公羊，也不是公牛，而是他自己的身体。
So when Jesus died on the cross, he broke his body. Shed his blood for us.
当耶稣被钉死在十字架上的时候，他的身体为我们舍，他的宝血为我们流。And
he made full payment for all the sins of those who trust in him.
他为那些相信他的人付上了所有的代价。And
unlike the priests who passed through the tabernacle to the most holy place,
不像这个祭司，他们穿过这个帐幕到达至圣所。
Jesus passed through heaven itself into God's own presence.
经过耶稣的牺牲，耶稣不是到达至圣所，他是到达神所在的地方。
Take a look at Hebrews chapter 10, verses 11 and 12.
我们来看一下希伯来书第十章, 第十一节十二节。
11:12. And every priest stands daily at his service, offering repeatedly the same sacrifices, which can never take away sin.
凡祭司天天站着侍奉神，屡次献上一样的祭物，这祭物永不能除罪。
But when Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God.
但基督献了一次永远的赎罪祭，就在神右边坐下。
So compared to the priests who had to stand each and every day offering sacrifices.
所以跟大祭司旧约中大祭司相比，他每天都要来到他每天都要做这样的奉献。
Hebrews tells us that after Jesus made his sacrifice, he sat down at the right hand of God.
希伯来书告诉我们，当耶稣为我们牺牲之后，他就坐在神。
Jesus sat down because his work was finished.
他坐在神的右边，因为他的工作已经完成了。
His sacrifice was final because Jesus paid it all.
他的牺牲是最终的，一次的，他完成了所有。
When Jesus sacrificed himself on the cross, he made full payment for our sins, past, present, and future.
当耶稣为我们在十字架上牺牲的时候，他为我们的罪付上了所有的代价，不管是以前的、现在的、以后的。
And we know from the Bible that 3 days later, Jesus didn't stay dead, but he rose again.
我们知道圣经告诉我们，三天之后耶稣从死里升天。
And when he rose again, he demonstrated that he truly does have the power and the authority to forgive us.
当他复活之后，他显现给我们看，告诉我们，他真的是有能力和权柄。
So there's no longer anything that we can do to add to his work.
所以我们没有任何事情可以加在耶稣基督的牺牲之上。
If you have trusted in Christ as your Savior, then Jesus is your great high priest.
如果你相信耶稣基督，他就是最高的大祭司。
I really believe this will transform our prayer life.
我相信这一定会改变你的祷告生活。
We can pray with confidence.Because Jesus is our great high priest.
我们可以带着信心来祷告，因为耶稣是我们的大祭司。
Here's why. We can pray with confidence because Jesus makes prayer possible, by giving us access to God.
这是为什么？我们可以凭着信心来祷告，因为耶稣让我们的祷告可以就近神。
Unlike the high priests, who would need to be very careful.Follow all the right rules and regulations.
不是像旧约中的这样大祭司，他们需要小心翼翼的遵守每一个献祭的条例规矩。
Hebrews now invites us to simply draw near.
希伯来书仅仅简单告诉我们要来靠近神，来就近神。
This is an amazing invitation that God gives us.
是一个多么美好的一个邀请。
Because previously, if any of us would try to enter God's presence,
因为在这之前，如果我们有任何人想要来到神的同在，
we would have been instantly struck dead.
我们马上就会被击杀。
But Jesus has given us his righteousness.
但是耶稣把他的义给我们。
And when God sees us, he doesn't see our sin.He sees Jesus' perfection.
当神看我们的时候，他看到不是我们的罪，他看到是耶稣的完美，耶稣的义。
So because we are united with Christ, we can approach God with confidence.
因为我们与基督联合，所以我们可以靠着信心来就近神。
And every time we pray, it's as if we ourselves were right there in the most holy place for God.
当我们祷告的时候，每次当祷告，你要知道你自己就在那个至圣所。
In fact, it is better than being in the most holy place.
其实比至圣所还要好。
Because we are one with Christ. When we pray, we are where Christ is, which is at the right hand of God.
因为当我们与基督联合的时候，当我们祷告的时候，我们就在基督所在的地方。
This means that if you are a Christian, if you have trusted in Christ, you have a greater privilege.Any priest ever did.
它意味着如果你是一个基督徒，如果你相信耶稣，你比以前所有的大祭司都更有权利。
Back in 2013, when me and my team were first getting ready to go to China.
在2013年的时候，我和我的团队我们第一次来到中国。
We were getting ready to fly. We were on the same plane, but our tickets weren't next to each other.
我们的飞机马上就要起飞了，我们在同一架飞机上，但我们的座位不在一起。
So when we got to the gate, we thought we would check to see if we can change our seats to sit next to each other.
所以我们在登机的时候，我们就想问一问，我们可不可以换一下我们这个座位，让我们可以坐在一起。
And when we asked, the woman at the counter, she kind of seemed annoyed. I'll see what I can do.
那个服务我们这个女士呢，她对我们的这个请求感觉到有点不耐烦。
But after a while, she called us back and gave us her tickets.
但是过去了一会儿呢，她把我们叫过来，把我们的这个机票给我们。
And we were so surprised to see our tickets, our seats listed as 1A, 1B, 2A, 2B.
当她把这个票给我们的时候，我们惊奇地发现，我们的票上写的 1A, 1B, 2A, 2B.
Somehow, we had been all upgraded to first class.
不知什么原因，我们所有的人都被升舱到头等舱。
So here I was, recently graduated from college. I had no money, and I was sitting in the first seat at the front of the plane.
所以，像我这样一个刚刚毕业的学生，我又没有很多钱。但现在我却坐在飞机的最前面，头等舱。
And at first I thought it was a trick.
我开始我想是不是弄错了。
I thought some wealthy business person would come and laugh at me and tell me to get out of this seat.
我在想，是不是可能会有一个大老板的对象会出现在我面前，告诉我说啊，你说错了，这个是不错。
But as the boarding continued, my confidence grew and grew.
但是当这个登机开始的时候，我的信心越来越增长。
Because I recognized that the ticket I possessed made me the rightful owner of that seat.
因为我意识到我手上的那张机票，那张机票告诉我，就可以坐在这个座位上。
And along with that, I had the right to enjoy all the privileges of first class.
与此同时呢，我可以享受很多头等舱的这个待遇。
And one of those privileges, I tell you, was a warm bread basket.
其中之一就是一篮子热面包。
Every now and again, the flight attendants would walk around with a warm bread basket, and we could pick as much as we wanted.
飞机服务员他不停在旁边走，他们就拿着这样一篮子热面包，我想什么都吃。
But even more, it wasn't before long that I realized I could actually hit the button, and I could request warm bread whenever I wanted.
而且我意识到，其实只要我想要，我可以随时按这个按钮，我就可以跟他要求更多的这个热面包。
That was my right because I possessed first class ticket.
这是我的权利，因为我有这样一张头等舱的机票。
It's a silly story.
有点愚蠢的故事。
But brothers and sisters, Jesus has purchased far better ticket for us than a first class seat.
但是弟兄姐妹们，耶稣基督为我们已经购买了一张比头等舱机票还要好的这样一张票。
Jesus has given us access into God's presence.
耶稣让我们可以能够就近神来到神的身边。
With this privilege, we have access to God Himself.
当我们这样有这样的权利的时候，我们可以直接去就近神。
So when we pray, we can pray with the assurance that God will always hear us.
所以当我们祷告的时候，我们要有这样的信心。
It's an amazing privilege that at any moment we can run, we can enter directly into the presence of God.
这是多么好的一件事情，在任何时候我们都可以直接。
We can talk to God, pray to God with confidence because Jesus has made prayer possible.
我们可以靠着信心来向神祷告，因为耶稣让祷告成为可能。
So second, Jesus not only makes prayer possible, but He also assures us that he sympathizes with and cares about.
第二, 耶稣不仅让祷告成为可能，并且他也向我们保证，让我们知道说，他也许他也在乎我们。Do
you ever wonder God cares about your prayers?
你有疑惑过神在乎你的祷告？Do
you ever wonder if God cares about the temptations and the things you're going through in life?
你曾经有疑惑过神在乎你生命中所经历的疑惑、经历的试探吗？
The Bible teaches us that Jesus is fully God, fully human.
圣经告诉我们，耶稣是全人，也是全神全人。
And as a human, Jesus had to experience everything we did.
作为一个人，耶稣基督他经历了我们所有所经历过的一切。
In order to effectively serve as our great priest.
这样他能够才能够作为我们的最高的大祭司。
That's what verse 15 says. Let me read it again.
这就是十五节所说的，让我再来为大家读一遍。
For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin.
因我们的大祭司并非无论体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受到试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
That means when we pray and we're having a hard time,
它意味着当我们祷告，当我们经历困难的时候，Maybe
we're having a hard time staying hopeful or loving other people.
可能是我们没有办法继续有盼望，没有办法继续去爱人的时候。Maybe
we're having a hard time staying faithful.
可能是我们没有信心的时候。We
can know that Jesus has been tempted just as we have been in every way.
我们要知道耶稣，他也曾经被试探过。 像我们所有被试探过一样，我们所经历过的试探，他都经历过。So
when we pray, we know that Jesus is right there saying, "Yes, I understand."
所以当我们祷告的时候，我们知道耶稣他就在那里，他告诉我们说，是的，我理解你。So
when we approach God in prayer, we know that we're accepted because of Jesus. But now we also know that we are understood because of Jesus.
所以当我们就近神的时候，我们知道我们被爱，我们被接纳，因为耶稣。
Because he understands us, he sympathizes with us, he gives us his
sympathy.
So when Jesus is our great high priest, we can pray to God with confidence, knowing that he understands us.
So when Jesus is our great high priest, we can pray to God with confidence, knowing that he understands us.
He has experienced our pain, experienced our temptations. God is never annoyed by our prayers. There is nothing that we can bring before God that would surprise
him. And
God invites us to share all things with him. Jesus makes prayer possible, and he sympathizes with our prayers. Lastly, Jesus makes our prayer, gives our prayer power, because he gives us access to God's resources.
最后，耶稣让我们祷告有意义了，因为我们现在可以有神的一些资源。
As our great high priest who represents us before God,
耶稣他作为代表我们的在神面前的最高的祭司,
Jesus gives us access to God's resources which help us when we're in need.
在我们需要帮助的时候，耶稣把神的很多的资源来给我们.
Specifically, we have access to God's mercy and God's grace.
特别是神的怜悯和神的恩典.
Let's read verse 16 again.
我们来读第十六节。Let
us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，我要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
Romans 8:32 says it like this, He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not with him graciously give us all things?
罗马书第八章第三十二节告诉我们说，神既然不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
In Romans 8:28 says, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good.
我们也知道，在罗马书第八章二十八节说，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
When we approach God in prayer, we do not approach him.Angry boss.
当我们在祷告中来接近神的时候，我们不是来接近一个生气的伙伴。
We don't approach an angry boss as if we were asking him for a favor.
他不是一个生气的伙伴，要我们求他的帮助。
When we approach God in prayer, we approach a loving Father.
当我们在祷告中来接近神的时候，我们接近的是一位慈爱的父亲。
We approach a loving Father who truly desires.Help us, give us good things.
这是一位慈爱的父亲，他迫切的想要来帮助我，他迫切的想要把最好的东西给我。
Hebrews says we approach the throne of grace.
我们需要来就近一个恩典的宝座。
How God answers our prayer may not always be what we expect.
神来回应我们的祷告，不一定总是一个我们想到的方式。
But we can be assured that how God answers our prayer.Always be his best for us. It will always be his grace to us.
但是我们可以确信的一点是，神回应我们祷告一定是以最好的方式来回应。
Pastor Tim Keller, pastor in New York, he writes this.
Tim Keller 这个牧师，他是在纽约的一个著名牧师，他这样写道
：Writes the only person who dares to wake up a king at 3 a.m.A glass of water is his child.
如果有一个人胆敢在凌晨三点钟叫醒一个国王，向他要一杯水，这个人就是国王的儿子。
And of course, his child, he not only has access to the king's water, but all of his resources.
不仅当然，这个孩子他不仅有可以向他的国王王要这样一杯水，他还有国王所有一切的资源。
He has access to the king's wealth.Power, his wisdom.
他有国王的财富，他的权力，他的智慧。
And we have access to God's resources because Jesus has brought us into the family of God.
我们也可以得到神这样的一些资源，因为耶稣把我们带到神的大家庭，神的家。
God is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, who loves you, who accepts you.He personally invites you to come to him on mercy and grace.
他是万王之王，他是万主之主，他爱你，他接纳你，他个人的要邀请来到他的里面，把他的恩惠和怜悯。
And he gives us exactly what we need.
他给我们的就是我们最需要的。
So let us not be guilty of not asking great things from a great God.
所以，当我们来到神的面前，跟他祷告的时候。不要觉得我们跟他要好东西的时候，我们会觉得很愧疚。
Jesus gives our prayer power because he gives us access to God's infinite resources.
耶稣给我们祷告的能力，因为他让我们可以用这些神给我们的资源来帮助我们。
So let me summarize. Jesus is our great high priest, who makes prayer possible.
让我来总结。耶稣是我们最高的祭司，他让祷告成为可能。
Second, he assures us that when we pray, God sympathizes with us.
第二，他向我们，让我们知道说，当我们祷告的时候，神他会怜恤我们。
And third, Jesus gives us access to God's resources.
第三，耶稣让我们可以使用神的一些资源。
What this means is that at any time.Any moment, we can enter directly into the presence of God and make our requests known to Him.
这意味着什么呢？这意味着在任何时候，我们可以直接的来到神的面前，然后把我们的所需要告诉他。
When you wake up in the middle of the night and are burdened by a guilty conscience,
当你在 深夜醒来的时候，你的心中充满了罪恶感，充满了愧疚感的时候。
When you're distracted and overwhelmed by all of your responsibilities from work or school.
当你被工作中、学校中的很多的责任，你感觉到已经让你透不过气来的时候。
Or when you're suffering, you don't know what to do, because nothing else seems to work.
当你在承受一些东西的时候，你不知道该怎么做，因为你感觉到什么东西都没有用的时候。
You can enter directly into the presence of God, find mercy and grace.
你可以直接来到神的面前，向他求怜悯与恩典。
Whatever you are facing, you are invited to draw near.
你在面对什么？你都被邀请来去面对什
么。Don't give up on prayer, because Jesus is there.
不要放弃祷告，因为耶稣更好。
You can pray with confidence, because Jesus is a great confidence.
我们可以带着信心来祷告，因为神是我们的最好的安慰。
Let's pray together. Father, thank you that you have sent your Son Jesus Christ to die for us.
天父，我们感谢你，因为你让你的爱子耶稣基督为我们而死。
Thank you that Jesus has given us access to your throne of grace.
耶稣让我们可以就近你恩典的宝座。
Thank you that Jesus has experienced every temptation as we have.
感谢你，耶稣他经历过我们所有人所经历过的试探。
Thank you that Jesus gives us access.Your resources to help us.
也感谢你，耶稣，让我们可以来过去使用你给我们很多的资源。
God, I pray that you would fill us with your Spirit.
主啊，求你把你的圣灵在我们心中充满。
To help us pray.
帮助我们祷告。
Help us be dependent on prayer.
帮助我们依赖祷告。
Help us to see our own neediness for you.
帮助我们看到。我们需要你的这样的帮助。
And I pray that you would give us your mercy and your grace.
我祷告